from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I saw when you had the quote, like, my job is to rewrite history, and people are like, oh, he's so cocky. I was like, no, it actually shouldn't be that
my
hard.
My job. That is my job. They brought me here for reasons.
Like, what's the line between cocky and confident?
Yeah, I think the difference is knowing yourself. I also think the biggest part is the people around you. And the second one is probably how hard you work.
Look, I think it's kind of silly sometimes when we're like, praise dudes for being like wise. Like, I don't need life wisdom from Caleb Williams. If he's too cocky right now, if he's more cocky than confident, that's fine. I just need him to not be a jackass to his teammates.
And he's not.
He's not.
He's not.
That's all we need. Gabe Ramirez and Matt Spiegler with you on 670 The Score. Gabe, I've seen video of myself when I was like 20, 21, when I thought I knew everything.
Don't we all?
Oh, dude. The arrogance. I thought I was wise, thought I was profound.
I'm not a teenager anymore, guys.
You know, I've been around for a while.
Come on.
I've been through some stuff now, and let me tell you.
I have my high school diploma. Honestly, guys.
I've been to college. I went to Europe once. And here's some stuff that I learned as I was looking at castles in Germany. And I'm really thoughtful, you know? Like, I just didn't know freaking squat, man. And it's like, but I thought I did, but was I an a-hole? I don't think so. So, like, even if you're, like Caleb's got to get along with 30-somethings and 50-somethings. You know what I mean?
Well,
and they got to collaborate, so he can't be an a-hole, and I don't think he is.
No, and you see how he operates with Roma Dunze specifically, where if you pay attention to Hard Knocks and just any of the training camp videos, that is the only wide receiver that he is actually telling what to do. Yeah, right there, Papa, you got to go to the left, then you want to do this. You never see him saying that to Keenan or DJ. It's only to Roma Dunze, but I get it. He's like the star quarterback that's used to being the star quarterback and having to tell wide receivers what to do in certain instances. And he's not used to having a Keenan Allen and DJ Moore on his team.
Yeah, I wonder. We haven't seen any video of that, but I wonder if he has even once told Keenan Allen what to do on a route.
I think he might be too scared for that.
Hard Knocks episode 3 was last night. Lots of takeaways. We're going to walk you through a couple of them from our perspective here on The Score. Caleb and Floos watching film at the top of this thing. And I love that Eberflus is with me on the slide. Still needs some work.
Still needs some work.
Late on the kick. Eberflus said it was a little late on the kick. That is correct. So, and he looked a little hesitant going into it in the first game. Everybody's like, oh, look, the slip and slide's working. I'm like, no, that was the one moment where he looked like he was overthinking it a little
just
bit.
Just a tad.
He's trying to get there. I get it.
We watch enough baseball. We know what a slide should look like.
Damn Skippy.
And I know I've seen Tyson Bajan in the video where he extends the outer arm to kind of guide his slide.
Yes.
Caleb was a little late on that as well.
Yes.
So two things that right there that could have been a little bit
still
better.
Still need some work.
Caleb thought he was on point with the slide.
I know. I love that he thought he was on point. And Floos
was
like,
so? I thought that was good.
I don't know. Listen to me. I'm the coach, and that's fine. But then he kind of reiterated something that he said in the press conference after the game about what he learned from playing.
Okay, so what do you think you learned from that, from the whole experience yesterday?
Practice is harder than the game.
Well, you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
You know, practice is harder than the game.
Yeah.
So look, practice being harder than the game, and this is a theme in what he has said. There's a Ryan Poles clip going around. I think he said it actually with Hogue on CHGO about how the game slowed down for Caleb, that it wasn't as fast as the practice. You know, like, and we'll talk to Hogue about it, but like this whole thing of like, iron does sharpen iron, baby. I love this Bears defense against this Bears offense every day.
And they love to compete against each other. You heard it, saw it a lot in the beginning. Was like, hey, it's not your fault that we're that good. Sorry, offense doesn't have to be the way. Yeah. But you saw also, you saw Ryan Poles talking to Ian Cunningham at the beginning of the second episode where he's like, he looks better. Where they're seeing it in real time, the level of calmness that Caleb Williams has, and then they were able to see it in actual game action as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Big old Tyson Bagent segment, you know, and it's so funny because that guy's been like a Bears conversational football that goes back and forth over the last year and change, and he strip away all the noise of that conversation for a moment. And who annoys you in the conversation? And maybe it's me with the QB2 party, which was definitely tongue-in-cheek. But all I was celebrating is that they found a backup, and I stand by it. But anyway, strip away the noise. That dude is a great story.
Yeah.
He is a great story. And that is an awesome Senior Bowl find by Luke Getsy, by the way. So give him credit for that. And to be an undrafted Division I free agent, solidly your number two quarterback that everybody in that room was feeling good about, including Matt Ryan.
D2 quarterback. And I was going to say, Matt Ryan, when he comes in and speaks so highly of him from the beginning.
Yeah.
Which you're shocked about. One, I didn't know that Ryan Poles was his offensive lineman at Boston College. That was cool.
Very close advisor, Matt Ryan. They talk a lot, apparently.
And you'd love to have a guy like that on your side. I'm sure he was confiding in him, Ryan Poles was, when they were discussing the Justin Fields situation and what direction the Chicago Bears should move in. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he leaned on him to give an opinion about Justin Fields. And I just like he did in the present about Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent. But Tyson Bagent, I love the fact that he, in his mind, which you want your QB2 to feel that way. He's like, I'm no, you know, quarterback room chump.
Yeah.
I'm here to play ball.
I'm not just a coach. I can play. I got things I want to prove.
Yeah. And but that's what you want.
That's what you want.
You want a guy who feels capable when he gets into that game.
Absolutely, but doesn't bring an a-hole attitude to the QB room. Mm-mm. And knows that it's Caleb's show.
Can I say something, too, that I thought was really telling?
Please.
You know, I've pay attention closely to nonverbals. And one of my degrees is behavioral communication. And there's one scene in Hard Knocks where Tyson Bagent and Caleb Williams are talking. And there is a green purse, I call it, on Caleb's desk.
Skibbity-bobbity.
And they're talking, but Caleb Williams takes it upon himself to move the bag out of the way in the scene.
Saw that.
So that way there can be an open line of communication. I think little things like that are important, right? You value your backup QB. You as an individual are aware and understand, I shouldn't leave this here because it's rude. So there's small things like that that I picked up that make me really enjoy having Caleb Williams around the locker room, and clearly the players do as well, because you hear guys like Kyler Gordon talk about the chemistry in the locker room.
Yes.
And how that is feeling so much better than it's ever felt.
What's the word he used? Uncommon.
Uncommon, yes.
They have an uncommon chemistry.
I love that.
Yeah, man. Well, they got that. They all have that feeling that we do as Bears fans. They're next. They got that next feeling that's going on right now.
I also feel like that's the best discourse we've had about Caleb Williams' bag, because every discourse has been like, why does he have a bag? And you actually like, oh, he moved the bag for good.
Dude, have you seen any?
How can you take it seriously when a guy's got a purse?
Those are the people that are never around 22-year-old men, because all of them carry purses nowadays, basically. If not a book, it's either a book bag or a purse, one or the other guys.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought Austin Reed's singing was the best of the karaoke moments so far.
Little Keisha Cole.
Yeah, I need to give a nod to our guy Anthony Heron, karaoke psychologist. We established this yesterday. So I'd love to know. He likes to break down the psychology in the room when karaoke has gone on, because he fancies himself a genius of karaoke. And I have to say it that way every time to be as annoying as Anthony is when he says it. I think I can do it. But we got a lot about the pursuit of Matthew Judon. And as we're kind of walking you through our takeaways on the Hard Knocks episode, I thought it was really interesting to find out how legit that pursuit was in terms of them doing they ran an analytical model to figure out where he stood among all defensive ends. Montez Sweat was 13th, right?
Yeah.
And Judon was 50th, but he only played 4 games. So they're like, yeah, it'd be good. And they were trying to figure out, there's a little more of the trade discussion that's going on, because New England was going to give him up for a 3rd round pick, but they were going to have to sign him. to an extension. So this is a little bit of the conversation between Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham about Matthew Judon.
He's got some things working, huh?
Yeah.
Think we'll get it over the finish line?
I do.
Yeah.
Our language is basically saying if the contract's not signed, then he reverts back to New England.
Got it.
Cover, so.
What do we get?
It'd be a three. So all that would happen fast.
Yeah, okay. So. Just keep me posted.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
So they get the three, they give up the three, but the language in the contract in the trade said, if we don't sign him, he goes back to you.
And I love the fact that after that, they were able to speak to Ryan Poles directly, right? After he went to the Atlanta Falcons and said, hey, and Ryan Poles says, hey, man, we can't just give up a third round pick and have there be uncertainty here. And then Ian Cunningham in great assistant GM mode says, yeah, but we didn't give up a bunch of money. We didn't have to pay a bunch of money to Judon either. And he's like, yeah, you're right. All right. That makes a bunch of sense. But I think this goes to show you where this Bears front office thinks this team is. When they're ready to add a guy like Matthew Judon, it is because they think they are close, that close. Just like the Atlanta Falcons felt the same way, willing to give up that draft capital to add that caliber of a player on your team in order to propel you to that next level, maybe get you a game or two. And I think that is where the Bears see themselves, whereas most are like they'll be on the outside looking in. I think this front office feels as though they're closer than people think.
Yeah, well, but it's not quite all the way there, though, right?
Not at all.
It's not quite like this is Super Bowl time. This is competition time. It's winning time, but it's not put us over the top to win a Super Bowl time.
It's get me to the playoffs and let's see what happens time. Yeah. Not get me to the playoffs so we can assure a Super Bowl berth.
Yeah, and they don't want to lock themselves into salary issues with two veterans getting paid at that position, especially when there's a kid they traded up to get.
And that's, I love that.
Oh, dude, the whole stuff about Austin Booker, three different phone calls to teams in the 140s, like hey, we'd like to trade up here.
Didn't
would take a four next year if we can get back in?
Speaks, didn't you feel good for the guy that actually made the connection? Because we know what that guy's feeling. He's trying his hardest, and he's like, thank God I'm the one that made this phone call, and it wasn't Ian Cunningham, it wasn't Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
It was me saying, oh, we're good to go?
Yeah.
He's like, we're good to go, everybody.
But it was like a validation of the kind of conversations that have been going on all offseason. Do they need another edge rusher? Well, what could they do? They could trade for one. Well, maybe Matthew Judon. Well, all the free agents, they go out and get one of those, but maybe they got the kid. Do they believe in Austin Booker? And now we've seen game film on Austin Booker, and we saw a ton of practice film and heard from him last night. If you think he's a sleeper, listen to him.
I'm a sleeper. No, not many people know about me. I'm going to continue to get better in the shadows, and they're not going to know what's coming.
I love that. And Ryan Poles said it too. Right when they made that phone call, they hung up. They said, give that guy a year. He's going to be a guy.
I'm going to get better in the shadows. What we do in the shadows. We played Montez Sweat talking about Booker yesterday. And it was awesome. It was saying like, oh, that kid is way more advanced than I was when his
really
age. Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Montez went on about Booker. I mean, great stuff. And I like that kid. I'm feeling pretty good about it myself.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at Austin Booker, I mean, certainly he's made an impact. That's his Daniel Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Another defensive end that, you know, is getting an opportunity with the Chicago Bears and making the most of it. And I think where most Bears fans were concerned about the defensive end position and what that would look like opposite Montez Sweat, but seems they have a nice three-headed monster that's going to be rotating in and out and hopefully not only creating pressure on the quarterback, but creating ruckus on the line to add to the Bears' run defense that is so stout in the present.
So, and then that whole segment with the Bengals practice, like, you can see why coaches love those scrimmage-style practices against the other team. They were, that was ramped up. They were hitting, weren't they?
That was fun. It was like, and if you play in Chicago, weather cannot be an issue. I was like, yeah, you're right, damn it. Get out there, throw the ball, catch it, let's go.
And then they used this track under the highlights, and I had to go get it. And I didn't know it. The Electric Peanut Butter Company, they used this under Jalen Johnson highlights.
I love it. Uno.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not calling him Jalen Johnson for the rest of the whole season. It's Uno.
I was feeling it, man. And so I went and dug it up. Transatlantic Psychedelic Classics, Volume 1 from the Electric Peanut Butter Company. Let's go. Crank that, Tyler. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Don't throw the ball my way. I told him, don't throw the ball my way. Yeah. Uno in the house, baby. Give me that. We gonna make a pay. It ain't y'all fault.
Right?
I've just recreated Hard Knocks.
You brought us there. But it totally... I broke out Shazam. I broke out the Shazam. I'm like, what is that?
Good.
That's hot. Let's hang out with that for a little while.
I love Jalen Johnson.
He's awesome.
I love him.
We hope to talk to him again in this time slot every week. That is the plan as of right now. It has been tremendous getting to know that dude. And he's
been great radio.
He is not one of those guys who's going to be like, well, now I got paid. I don't have to keep playing. He's just freaking driven. That dude's motor is obvious in every interaction you see on podium and on field.
Well, he felt slighted not being named top 100 players in the NFL. Clearly his podium presence let that be known to everyone that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about being reinvigorated with this young Chicago Bears secondary. And whereas before there were others in front of him, Eddie Jackson, so on and so forth. And now he has that veteran presence. He is the guy in that room and he loves the talent that he has next to him.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see that level is still at an all-time high.
He was saying, now we playing. Now we playing. I don't know why they keep doing that, brother. It was just such good stuff. Tory Taylor driving around, getting from McCormick Place, the hotel at McCormick Place to Soldier Field. I'm screaming at the TV like, that's my neighborhood.
That's right there.
There it is.
Right behind that.
He's on Michigan Avenue. He's passing Ming Hin, the Chinese restaurant. I'm like, that's my Jimmy John's. That's it right there. That's my Jimmy John's.
Taylor's been by there.
How
impressive is he?
He's very impressive. He's crazy impressive.
Were you when it first happened? Were you? I can't believe the Bears gave up before for a pick for him.
No, okay, man. Like, I'm in. Like, I want to be. I don't know if he's got this like massive variety of punts that they're talking about. It's pretty fascinating. Like if he has mastered something, which is crazy to think about. But if the Australian football skills have crossed over and allowed him to master something that people have been working on for 60 years, 70 years, it doesn't seem plausible that it took this long, does
he's
it?
Like a trick shot guy.
Yeah. You and I are on the same page.
Right.
I'm like, wait a second. People have been punting forever.
Yeah.
How is it that all of a sudden this guy punts differently than everyone else?
Do you remember the first time you saw a Tiger hit like a pitch with a 9-iron that had massive backspin?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? What? How did he figure out? What is that? You know?
I mean, the bounce out of bounds is wild, though, Speaks.
Yeah.
Like the landing on the 7-yard line and bouncing out of bounds, it's like it's video game like. Not like regular punters don't do that.
So I know.
Because if you see him do it and you're like, wait, why isn't everybody doing that? Mm. Why isn't everybody punting it out of bounds at the 4-yard line on a punt? And then you're like, oh, because they can't, but he can. Why?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to me.
Texture says that Troy Taylor is interesting or is good, but he's not that interesting. That's I could see that in terms of TV.
Well, he didn't want to be the crocodile punter. We know that. He
doesn't want to be the crocodile. I did like when he went over to Caleb and said, I thought you told me I wasn't going to punt. What's up with the 3-3 and outs?
And then Caleb went and scored. And he was like, oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry about that.
City. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good call. You're telling me. I know I didn't want it. And then one more. The defensive assistant coach, David Overstreet.
Mm-hmm.
Whose father was a hell of a running back who died way too young, by the way. But David Overstreet This is him talking to the defense. He's praising the defense for what they had done during the game against Cincinnati, Austin Booker and others, and he gave me a new one that I've never heard.
That's how we hit for Chicago Bears. That's how we hit people. You know what I'm saying?
Every time.
Hey, if it's wiggling, you hit it. And that was still wiggling. Great cleanup. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Because the next time you come through there, he'll look for y'all. You see what I'm saying? That's how you clean somebody up. Y'all make me proud out there. Remind me of myself.
You remind me of myself.
That's usually what my friends say at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. Saturday, if it wiggles, just hit it. But I try to tell them that is not the approach, fellas. That is not respectful.
Take off the beer goggles. If it's wiggling, you hit it. You clean up. Way to clean it up. And then the next time they get out there, they'll be thinking of you. If it's wiggling, you hit it. I'm gonna have to. I need that as part of my lexicon.
Two in a room.
All of Bears season.
Are we? Are you there with me on music? Two in a room.
I don't know.
Wiggle it just a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so you're there. Okay,
I didn't remember the title, but as soon as you say it, I got you. Come on,
figured,
Gabe.
I figured. Yeah. That's why we're doing this.
The days of running screaming for music talk in this slot are gone.
Okay, sorry.
It's 670 The Score. It's Spiegs and Gabe Ramirez. Let's talk to Roy Wood Jr. because he's a delight. And Chicago is very much in his focus. He's got a cool new show coming we're going to talk about as well. Keep it right here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.